You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time for our sight loss story now as we explore people's sight loss journeys and their passions and interests. Today, we've had Caroline on Guide Dog Blogs to talk about her many dogs. Today, Caroline will take us through her sight loss journey. Caroline, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit about kind of your sight condition and you how you got diagnosed?
I was born with glaucoma, but nobody knew I'd got glaucoma to start with. But there was something not right with my eyes. They kept taking me into hospital and looking at them and not getting anywhere. And my mum got very cross and told them that they didn't send me to the top eye hospital in London, they would have her for the rest of the week. She was going to plant herself in the waiting room. And she got me an appointment at Moorfields. That's where I got my diagnosis. I was too young to understand at that stage. But I do remember when I was about two, when in hospital, I realised that they kept looking at my eyes. There was something not right with my eyes. I had quite reasonable vision to start with. I could cope. I could go to school. And I went to special school at the age of 11. When I was about 14, there was a big change in my eyes and there was some deterioration. And it happened very quickly. It happened over about 3 weeks. And I didn't tell anyone. And for about a week, I was walking around virtually totally blind. I could just see light and dark and a few shadows, but I just didn't tell anyone until I fell over a cushion, and then everyone realised there was something going on. I was all right to start with because I was in an environment I knew very well and I coped, but then I had to change schools, and that's when it really, really hit me that I couldn't see. Now, up until then, I used to paint and draw, and I loved it, and I couldn't do that anymore. And I was quite aggressive about things. I got rid of all my books. I got rid of all my pens, paints, everything. Didn't want to know. And I went off to this school, Dalton House in Kent. And I didn't settle there. I didn't settle at all. I wasn't comfortable. I didn't like it. And nobody was giving me any sort of rehabilitation, empathy, counselling. There was nothing. I just had to deal with it. Then I met a beautiful lady called Rosemary, and she was training as a rehabilitation officer. And I happened to be chosen to be one of her guinea pigs. And that was my turning point. She taught me to cope. She taught me how to assess a room, to learn how to get around different environments, and she taught me the long cane. And I have a lot of thanks to give to her because she changed everything for me. Now, as I said, I liked painting and drawing, and somebody gave me some plasticine, and I turned that piece of plasticine into a creation. And that's where my love came with art.
Well, let's move on to talking about your art, because art is something I always enjoyed as a child as well, especially the tactile art. So what sort of art were you particularly enjoying making? What was your kind of specific particular strength in art?
Okay, well, the biggest thing that I found when I started getting back into art was that people were very negative. You're blind. Blind people don't do art. You can't see it, so what's the point? But I did pursue it, and eventually I set up my own pottery. But of course, to keep that pottery running, I had to make what would sell more than what I really wanted to do, because sculpture takes a long time, and it was sculpture that I was really into, and people don't see the work that goes into the sculpture, so the money side of things were limited. So I learned to make pots and various things that would sell in order to do the things I loved. And I do love doing sculptures, mainly of the body, different people in different poses, and animals as well. I would do dogs, of course. And I took that. But of course, you've got stuff coming in from abroad that is cheaper, and people will buy the cheaper stuff and not respect the work that you've put into your own creations. So I couldn't keep my pottery going. So I took up teaching, and I started to teach my crafts to primary school children. With that, I found that children would open up. They would talk to me. They would tell me things that they perhaps wouldn't tell their teacher. And I knew that it was a gift. So I took that and did a course on children's counselling, play therapy. And I worked on that for a while. And then I had my daughter. And my love sort of got put to one side. But recently, I've had a big change because my daughter is an art student, quite naturally, and she's doing A level textiles and A level fine art. She is bringing to life art that I have never seen before because she's having to describe it. Now, interestingly, with her art in her textiles, she's now doing component one of her A level, and her aim is to bring art to life for me so that I can feel her work.
I like how your daughter has kind of picked up on bringing art to life in that way for you, based on, what you've been experiencing. That's actually really interesting because she's picked up, her own interest in art, but combined it with bringing it to life so that you can also experience it in that same way.
Yeah, it's really unusual. I didn't encourage her. It just came out. She just said, "I want to bring my art to life so that you can see it." One of the things she does is she does sort of embroidery on her sewing machine, and she's recently done a portrait of herself, and she's now turned it into embroidery, and you can feel it, and it's just amazing.
To finish off, Caroline, based on your own journey, what advice would you give to people new to Sightless who, maybe just at the beginning of their own journey and, want some tips or advice where to start?
Right, I don't think anyone should be ashamed to be depressed. Everyone gets depressed about something that is a complete and utter change to your life. But try and find the positives. Try to have a laugh about some of those things that go wrong, some of those silly things that we have to deal with. And be proud. Be proud of what you learn and deal with each day. At the end of the day, give yourself a moment to think of something positive. If you've got a passion or something you really, really want to do, go for it because there's nothing stopping us. We just need the means to get on with it.
A marvellous way to finish, definitely. Thank you very much, Caroline Thomas, for sharing your sight loss story with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.